After decades of conflict and more than a year of intense negotiations, an unlikely alliance of conservationists, unions and forestry bodies has reached a tentative deal on how to preserve and use Tasmania's native forests. Forestry bodies and environmentalists say it's a big step forward, but it's now up to governments to ensure the agreement stays on track. Anna Hipsley reports.
The nine-party deal between the Australian Conservation Foundation, Environment Tasmania, forestry workers and unions could protect up to 500,000 hectares of Tasmania's native forests and gradually shift industry focus to plantation timber. The deal's dependent on mills at Triabunna, Southwood and Somerset staying open.
It is historical, but it will really depend on the goodwill going forward from all the parties.
Alan Hansard is transitional CEO of the Australian Forest Products Association and took part in the discussions.
The key points in the agreement are really to set in place long-term secure wood supply for the industry, but also to allow sufficient space for appropriate conservation reservation to meet environmental claims.
What were the key sticking points?
Issues such as the Bell Bay pulp mill. The environmental groups do not support that. The industry does support that and has always supported that. There are some other smaller issues too in relation to voluntary exits of sawmills going forward. What happens to the wood supply from those? We'd like to see that used by the industry to create jobs. The environmental movement would like to see that put back into a pool for potential reservation. A very long way to go, but we have to start somewhere, and we do have the chance here to have peace in our forests as long as everyone honours their commitment to the agreement.
But the road ahead will be a difficult one to navigate. Any formal agreement is heavily reliant on state and federal governments providing funding and nutting out the detail. Alan Hansard.
The environmental groups or the industry aren't the forest managers here. We think we've got a way that we can meet the requirements of the industry and the environmental groups, but the next stage really needs to have the government work with us.
Terry Edwards, Chief Executive of the Forest Industry Association of Tasmania, says the industry also has to have certainty about its future.
The first hurdle is whether or not the industry could be guaranteed its long-term wood supply, so that there is not massive unemployment created as a result of the agreement.
And I mean, it is inevitable that there are going to be some redundancies and job changes, but also I guess that's offset by job creation in other areas as the industry transitions.
You are quite right to say there will be job losses. Those job losses are going to occur whether or not this agreement is in place or not, and they relate specifically to Gunn's decision to exit native forestry in Tasmania. Our objective was to make sure that there were no job losses beyond that, and in fact that there should be, and there is in this agreement, a capacity for the industry to grow, to invest and to create more employment. They're vital ingredients for us in any agreement. Whether or not we will eventually agree to a transition out of native forests and into plantations will depend on a large number of factors. Firstly, there's going to have to be the creation of a whole new plantation estate of a completely different species and managed on a completely different basis to any plantations that currently exist in Tasmania. Equally, we are going to have to be satisfied that there is sufficient volume of high-quality material that can substitute for the very high-quality timbers that come out of Tasmania's native forest.
The Australian Conservation Foundation and Environment Tasmania, both signatories to the deal, are pleased with the outcome, as is the Wilderness Society, even though it pulled out of the talks last month, citing a lack of progress. Vicar Bailey is the group's campaign manager in Tasmania.
This is a very positive step forward that puts more meat on the bones and more detail around the agreement already established under the Statement of Principles, and it very much does put the spotlight on both the state and federal government now to come to the table, to put money and mechanisms on the table to take this agreement and this opportunity to the next step.
The ABC understands the deal has yet to be signed by all of the nine key players, but forestry bodies say they're all in agreement and have assured the world today that's just a formality. The timber company Gunns has given its nod of approval. The Tasmanian Premier Lara Giddings and Greens leader Nick McKim are being briefed today by a federally appointed facilitator, Bill Kelty.
Anna Hipsley.